Dozens of high school students and their teachers are participating in Cyber Discovery Camp this week at Louisiana Tech University in Ruston. GB Kaz is with the Cyber Innovation Center in Bossier City and organizing the camps. He says students and teachers are solving problems side by side, drawing skills from diverse disciplines. He says this is professional development, or PD, for teachers who will then take cyber camp concepts back to their classrooms in the fall.
It's really an all-in-one kind of experience for the students, but really the focus is the teachers, because when the teachers go back, they now can integrate what they've learned from the PD experience into the classroom, and so we reach a much broader base.
Marvin Nelson teaches math and physics at Benton High School. Nelson will accompany six of his sophomores to camp next month. Nelson says a Spanish teacher from his school will also participate. He says the camp lessons get him to think about relating science concepts to different disciplines.
It gives them a better perspective and helps them understand the relevance, which is really important for us, for them to see the relevance of the topics that we're teaching back at high school, and help them to realize that, you know, I really do need all of these things, the math, the science, the English.
Kaz says the Cyber Discovery Camp model is being rolled out nationwide over a decade. It's currently funded by a $2.5 million grant from the Department of Homeland Security. Kaz says this summer it will be introduced at the University of Baltimore.
Louisiana doesn't get a lot of positive press for education, so to be able to plant the flag as leaders in cyber education and creating a model that is truly a national model, I think it's huge for the community. It gives us something as a state to be proud of, as a region to be proud of, and it's change in perception.
This week's campers will go home on Saturday. Gaz says the national plan calls for 65 partner universities, which will ultimately reach 2 million students through the grant.